Well, yeah, the intro intros are just usually like really wacky.
It's like the dum dum
dum dum dum.
Yeah, good stuff.
Good stuff. Where do you even find that music?
It's from an anime,
dude.
Yeah,
sick.
It's like a really sad. It's really sad anime though. Oh, so.
Not sick.
Like it made me like question life for a while after I finished it.
What anime was it?
It's called Your Lie in April.
Your Lie in April.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you said Your Lion April.
No,
like a lion
You're
named
lying.
April.
Your
April.
Lie.
Hey, my lion named April.
Not You're Lying April.
What up, guys?
All right. Welcome.
Episode 12. Episode 12 of the podcast. We love our awkward intros,
yeah,
don't we? My name's Josh.
My name's Ryan.
My name's Jade.
Oh, she introduced herself.
Yes,
dude.
Of course.
We got special guest Jade here today. So this is our second last interview, I believe.
Yes.
Next week will be our last one.
Woo!
Woo! We made it.
We
skipped a couple weeks.
Now you can go back and, you know, find out all the secrets about all the different Project One members.
Ooh. Yes, exactly. All the deep, dark secrets. Deepest, darkest secrets.
Okay, just before we start though, I had a thought.
Okay.
Right? We should probably like intro the podcast in like some sort of semi-regular way.
Semi-regular way?
Just because I feel like, you know, new listeners, they'll listen and then they'll be like, wait, what is this podcast about? Because we just talk about random stuff and then we're just like, all right, welcome to the podcast.
Yes.
So we need more of like a script.
Like, yeah, I feel like we can still have that random intro.
Yeah.
But then we'll be like, all right, welcome to the Project One podcast. Here we talk about dance, life and everything in between. With us today, or like, you know.
That's really good. Like I like that. That flowed
that was
well.
Nice, yeah.
Continue,
nice.
Please.
Mm. I'm not going to continue.
Oh,
it's
okay,
your
this
job
is my
today.
Job. Okay.
I'm the outro guy.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the dance.
No.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the Project One podcast. Here we talk about dance, life, and everything in between. I'm your host, Josh.
There
with
we
me
go.
Hosting is...
Ryan.
Yeah. And boom. We have a special guest today. But if we don't have a special guest, we won't say special guest.
Yeah.
You know? I like it. Boom.
That's perfect. All right.
Boom.
I'm glad we got that
good.
Sorted on air.
So, cool. Welcome, Jade. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Which dance crew do you come from?
I come... what's the name again?
Project
One?
Name.
Yes.
She's... Yes. Also in Project One.
One of
in
the...
In case you didn't realize.
The second oldest members in P1 from our crew.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Are you second oldest?
Yeah.
Not like age-wise,
no, like,
but like in the crew.
Oh, like as in like being in
yeah.
the longest.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I get it.
Jason, then me. Yeah.
There you go. Because you joined before like the rest of us joined.
Yeah.
And then Amanda and Wendy were the babies because they came in real late.
Mm.
And Andy
came in at the same
time. Oh, but he got in like same time as you.
He got in,
but then
he didn't
start.
And then he came back in. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Is your tea really bitter, Jade?
It's a tiny bit, but it's fine.
All right, cool.
I don't drink tea.
It's fine. You don't like tea?
I don't it's not for me. It's all right. Like, I'll drink it, but...
You just haven't discovered the right tea.
Yeah.
Okay. So I need to explore more tea.
Yeah.
Explore more tea until, you know, the tea matches the human.
Until legit. The tea matches the human.
Mm.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry.
Cool.
Too many tangents.
All right. So, Jade, please begin by telling us, how did you start dancing?
Your dance journey.
Start from the very beginning.
It's not very exciting. But like,
cool.
That's okay. It's probably exciting to a lot of people.
My dad used to work with our instructor, Chip.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The studio director.
Yeah, the studio director and owner. And so, they worked together. And my Chip was like, oh, yeah, like... I'm starting a studio kind of thing. I've got like some class or whatever. And then my dad was like, oh, Jade would find that fun. And he signed me up. And I didn't really know about it. Like he told me, he's like,
I'm signing
you
up.
And I was like, okay. And so I went to class and like I was really shy. I didn't say anything for so long. Because like just meeting new people being like. Ugh.
Oh yeah, didn't like Jackson call you by a different name?
He called me like Zoe for like,
for, like a
in
good
a class.
Two terms.
Like yeah, and I was like, okay. Because
she didn't say anything
and
against it.
And I just didn't correct him.
Like, okay,
I was
this
like,
is fine.
I don't know. Yeah, but I used to be really like shy and like kind of anxious going to class because everyone was like, well, I thought everyone was so good at the time. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But now we're like, look back and we're like, oh my God, it was so bad. But like now it's like, yeah. Anyway, so my dad signed me up and then, yeah, I just stayed.
Sick.
Nice.
But since then, it's not just been I'm just enrolled. I'm just like,
I guess my dad keeps enrolling.
I have to keep going because he wants me to.
Yeah, no, I like found passion for it. So
that's
yeah.
cool. That's cool. When do you think you found passion? What was it that clicked with you?
Yeah.
I think like a bit of my competitiveness was like, I want to compete, even though
Jade has the most competitive, like,
she has a personality. Like, if you've ever played Werewolf with her, you know.
Oh, dude. It's you're like, in for a completely different person at Werewolf.
She switches like that. She loses all, like, pretty impressive.
Like, she becomes completely confident,
yeah.
just aggressive, just so...
I need that in my dance.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think it's also funny because, like, at crew competitions or something, like, if something happens and, like, you're like, oh, my God. They said that thing, or they did that thing to our crew.
She's ready
all right,
to
let's
fight.
Show them.
She's ready to fight.
Yeah, so I think that's maybe like what made me want to go for a crew. I don't really know why. I think it was just like the next thing I wanted to do. Because like there was about, I think that was just kind of one class I was doing.
Yep.
1 hour a week.
Yeah.
Hip hop. That was it.
The class that we all did.
Yeah.
The only really class we had.
And the class we recommend for everyone.
Yeah, still recommend, but 100%. Yeah. Yeah, not more knowledge now and everything, but...
So much more classes.
Yeah, so many more classes. But yeah, so I started doing that. And then, I don't know, I was just like, oh, there's a crew. They compete.
Woo!
Right.
Let's go. And then when I started like doing that and just, I don't know, seeing people like freestyle, I was like, that's really cool. I want to do that.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. But the also my little sister was also like competitive dancing.
Yeah.
She was a different type of competitive dancing, wasn't she?
Yeah. Before me, and she's my younger sister, and I was like, I want to do that.
Yeah, she's still taller than you.
Yeah, she's very much taller than me. She's very tall. She's a tall girl.
Anyway. Tall girl. I didn't get that gene.
I didn't get that. Anyway.
At least I got to go to America, and she did.
Yeah. Oh, correct.
She came. With
she did. She got
she
a free
did.
Trip.
She came to support you.
She watches this like... channel. I love you. So
oh, I'm
much.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Cute.
Oh, that's funny. I'm so sorry.
No. You just roasted her.
No, so that's mean. Okay. Not everyone has to go to America.
Okay. Anyway.
But yeah, so like, this is kind of like you did the class. You naturally. Took the next step into the crew, started freestyling as well. And then kind of how did you fit into or take, not take, but how did you, I guess, find some styles that you were like, oh, these are things that I want to pursue?
Mm. I think because we had hip hop at the start and I looked up to Mal a lot as like an inspiration because she's an amazing like hip hop dancer.
And an amazing person.
Yes,
and an amazing person. And so I really wanted to kind of, you know, be like her a bit. And I really like hip-hop because it's so versatile as well. Yeah, so I've always enjoyed hip-hop. I've always done that. And then I remember Izzy taught house once at the studio. Just like a one-off workshop. And I really liked that. I thought it was really cool, different. And we hadn't seen that before at PB.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, I thought that was really awesome. So then I started doing house. But, yeah. And
we
then
did house together.
Yeah, we did. Did.
For a while.
I did it too.
Yeah, we all did.
Reunion.
Yeah, we all did house. And then.
It's because it was fresh. That was a new thing in.
Yeah, it was cool. And then recently doing whacking. Yeah.
Mm. So how did you, I guess, discover whacking?
Whacking.
Yeah, this is, I really want to know this.
Mm.
Yeah, whacking, like, I really wanted to do because of, I had, like, two knee surgeries.
Ah,
and I was like, this sucks. And house is so much of your legs. It's so much, like, leg pivoting, which I couldn't do. Yeah, after my first knee surgery, that really sucked. And also hip hop, all the bouncing. And rocking is like really like sore on your knees. And so I was like, I need to try and do something with more arms. So I started doing more hip hop, like arm work, tried to like train that more. But even that's very limited. Like when go to battle or whatever, like it was really hard to like have groove because it always hurt. So yeah, I was like, I need to try a new style. And then I saw, I think like especially in COVID and just before when COVID started in that December, like just the last December, I saw like Diane at the studio, another student, she was whacking. And I thought that was really cool. And then I just started looking it up, and you don't really use your legs that much. You don't have to if you don't want to. So I thought I'll give it a shot. And yeah.
Yeah, I think that was one of the moments that, like, I was really, I guess, impressed or had a lot of admiration for you. Because, like, you went through like these knee surgeries, which we'll get to later. That's a it's important.
That's an important part of Jay's journey.
But
too.
then through that, you just like kept going. You, even though you were, you know, injured, you were restricted completely. You were like, all right, what else can I do?
Yeah, I feel like you know, a lot of dancers, like when they have an injury or something, they'll stop for like a good amount of time until they're healed. And yes, that's totally fine. And you know, like you can get the rest you need when you're better, come back, you know, and get back into it. But yeah, I really liked how Jade kind of said, all right, if I can't do this, I'm going to compromise and figure something else out, which was whacking for Jade. So if she couldn't use her legs, she's going to use her arms. All right. So... yeah, I definitely saw that. And I was like, damn, she's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty hard when you're injured.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. And I guess Jason really knows that, like, as well.
Both you and him have been injured.
We talked about that a little bit with Jason. Not that much.
Yeah.
I think we could have gone a bit deeper into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess we'll talk about your injury now. So, I guess... walk us through the process of how it happened the first time and then the second time.
Oh my God.
Or I guess just your whole journey through the first time, the recovery, and then, you know.
Yeah. I think, like, the first time it happened was, like, August 2018. And then I had my surgery in October 2018.
Yeah.
But, like, it feels like that was so long ago. But the healing process takes a very long time. Because they first told me you could be good in the next, like, 12 weeks or something.
Right.
And maybe for a normal person, if you're, like, you know, like, you might go to the gym, you might go have an office, like, you know, job or whatever.
Something not as demanding as
dance. Not as demanding as dance. You can focus on other parts of your body or whatever. Or just, like, going for walks. I could definitely walk within 12 weeks. And maybe even a little bit of running. But definitely, like, the amount that dance, like, asks of your body.
Yeah, and especially at that time as well, right? Because that was Worlds.
Yeah, so we...
Oh, yeah.
The first time.
Yeah, so I found out just before... I hurt myself just before we went to Worlds. And so I was really upset because that was our first time going to Worlds.
Yeah.
And we'd just come... We came fourth and then we... The first people... couldn't make it, so we got invited to go to Worlds.
Yes.
And so I was really upset because I didn't think that I'd be able to go, and my parents were saying, we don't think you'll be able to dance.
Yeah, yeah.
Which made me cry all the time. But I was so upset about it. But the surgeon, like, I had an appointment with the surgeon, and he said, you can have the surgery now or you can have it after Worlds.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what's the risk if I just dance on it? And he said, like, it could be really bad, like, it could make it a lot worse, or you can continuously go to the physio and just, like, make modifications in the routine
and try and
go to Worlds, come back, get it done. And that's what I ended
up
doing.
We did that.
Yeah.
We did that,
because at the time I thought this could be the only time I ever go to Worlds.
Yeah
It's kind of like one of those don't want to miss out opportunities.
Yeah, this could be like once one in a lifetime. Had no idea that it could go back again. So I was
we
like,
did that too.
Yes. Yeah, but it was the right decision for me. But I don't recommend, like, going and
pushing it
and then ruining your knee forever, because it's your life versus maybe one event.
Yeah,
but it was right for me to do that, because I was going to the physio a lot, and it was getting stronger. I just couldn't do all the tricks. So we modified it. I remember the night before, at like 1 a.m. before semis,
we
changed it because I just couldn't make the, what do we do?
The swipe cannon?
The swipe cannon in time, So we changed that. But yeah, I went back, got the surgery, and then I was properly dancing back July 2019.
Sweet.
Wow. So it's a long process.
Yeah, long process.
It was almost like a whole year.
Yeah.
I want to rewind for a second to back to actually the competition. which one of the like things that people don't know is like, you know that trick that Jay does where she jumps up and we catch her?
Yep. Mm.
And then like she lands. Every time she did that, I was like so scared. Oh. Just like every time she landed, because we had to let go and let her land by herself.
Mm.
And just because of her knee injury and everything. But like she put in the work. Mm. So by the time we were on stage, I was like, I had complete trust and complete faith.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's, I guess it was for you, I guess the crew, how did they kind of play a role in your recovery?
Mm. Everyone was so helpful. Like, I thank like P1 so much for being there for me during, after, like just during the whole process, both times.
Mm.
I think the first time was really like kind of, I don't know, it wasn't really known to anyone really what to do. I didn't know what to do. I don't think Chip really knew what to do.
Because it was, the biggest injury.
And you guys didn't really know either as well, like just what to do. Because I felt, obviously, like there's a lot of like, I don't know what I'm saying, but like we all have to like, yes, let's go to training, let's train. Yeah,
but we can't
let's
push you.
Let's do fitness, let's push, let's go, let's challenge ourselves. But I think, I feel like we've had a bit of a shift from that now. Like we've been like, yes, let's train, but let's look after ourselves as well. I think we've definitely had a shift as a crew, because I felt like a lot of pressure to do the fitness and like do everything and still be getting my leg strength up and everything. Yeah. But you can't, like when you're injured, you just can't. You just have to let it heal.
Mm.
Yeah. But everyone was so supportive, I think, because it was just taking so long. I was getting more frustrated. But I think the second time around, I wasn't as frustrated because I know how it is.
Mm.
And just like, I think everyone was a lot better. Just like, just sit out or like, just do something else.
Yeah.
Just, you don't have to push
Modify it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm glad that like, I think we've had that kind of shift, because it can definitely prevent more injuries.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And then, I think the biggest thing for you is like you were proactively trying to do something else or improve yourself in some way. Because
there was never a moment where Jay was just like sitting out.
Yeah, you weren't just like, oh, my injury. Okay, that's it. You know?
It was my injury. Okay, I'll do something else.
Yeah, like a lot of people can use it as an out or an excuse. Like even if they just want to take a break. Like I feel like for you, if you wanted to take a break, you would just be like, hey, I'm going to take a break.
Yeah.
But you know, all the other times you would just be like we wouldn't even have to say anything, or Chip wouldn't have to say anything to you. Like when we were doing fitness, doing squats or something, you'd be like, all right, I guess I'll do push-ups then.
Mm.
You know, you would just do it. You would just proactively try and change something.
And you'd see Jade every single training session in the corner doing her exercises.
Yeah,
her physio said her. Yeah. And she was just trying to get that strength back.
Yeah.
And I'd look at her and be like, Go Jade.
It was honestly
get
like,
better.
It was kind of inspiring to me as well.
100%.
Just like in the training, because I was like, if she's working this hard
and
while
she's injured,
I'm like,
I'm not injured. I'm so I need to work
lucky.
Harder.
I gotta, exactly. So it was really inspiring, really interesting.
100%.
To see how you push through it.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. I mean, it does really affect your mental health as well. Like
that was another question I was going to ask, is what sort of effect did it have on you mentally?
Well,
We know about the whole physical, about not being able to, do things with that part of your body, but it's also a mental process that can, it can have a major effect on it, because you're missing out on something that you love and like, you're having to sit there and watch us do it. So how did that sort of affect you, and what did you do to overcome that?
Yeah, well, it's really hard on your mental health. I was talking to Jason about this as well, because you can seem like, I don't know, sitting out even for one training session, I guess if you guys did it, like it's really hard, because you're like, I want to dance, like that's why you're there, to dance. And so when you go from doing something maybe like 10 to 20 hours a week and then nothing at all.
Yeah.
It's really hard. And
it's
not just
a dramatic change.
Yeah, it's not just dance as well. Like I couldn't work anymore at the restaurant. So also that. And then also like at school, just so many things you can't participate in. But the biggest thing is just your mentality of it as well. Mm. Because you can't like think about it too much. You just have to like
just deal give with it time.
Yeah. And just maybe take it as a good way just to relax. I guess kind of how COVID has just kind of like let you relax and like reflect and like think about other things rather than just dancing all the time.
Yeah.
Mm.
But it definitely made me appreciate dance more. And so, yeah, when I came back after the first surgery, I was like, I want to like dance and
don't take any
training session like for granted. Yeah. Really. Like even now I'm dancing again. Like I feel like I have a lot more, I'm a lot more hungry than I ever was before the surgery. So it's like definitely you got to like think of the positives, because if you only think about this sucks, like you're going to just get really depressed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. Well, that's like the only way you can really think about it is if you're just doing nothing, and of course you're going to get upset. So the
second injury actually, so the first injury happened because you were doing a kip up, right?
Yeah, that the kick up.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like...
I think that's what it was.
You think that, yeah.
That's what, like the thing that like flared it up.
It might have been that combined with a bunch of other things. But basically it's like in that move, you're lying on the ground and then you push and kick yourself up to standing.
Yeah.
And then as you were doing that, since there was no kind of like floor, so you kicked past where your leg could go.
I don't know.
That's what I heard. I don't know. I heard that from someone.
What I thought happened was you did it. Your knee kind of like landed awkwardly.
Right.
And like you continued going up just because you wanted to.
I guess we should ask Jay instead of just speculating.
I'm like, interesting. Yeah.
This is what I thought.
I agree.
No, so, we had training session and then afterwards I was just training kick ups because I couldn't get it and I really wanted to because it's a cool move.
You were by yourself too, weren't you?
Yeah. Oh no, I was with people. Like I was in the studio and I was asking for advice and people were helping me.
Yeah.
But I was just doing it. And then I went home, went to sleep, woke up the next day. My knee was just sore.
It was like,
It wasn't an instant moment where I was like, ow, my knee. It was just, I didn't even feel anything. And then the next day it was sore. And I continued like that and got worse for the next few days.
Yeah.
And then at training, I kept dancing.
Yeah. And then that's when.
Well, yeah. I was just like.
Really your bad. Knee was like, please stop.
Yeah. And then I think everyone remembers like we had a move in our routine where we like jump out. Mm. You put all your weight. And then I just like, yeah.
She just kind of like collapsed and was like, ow.
Yes. Very much hurt. And so that's when I went and was like, this is injured. Yeah. Because it was the last training sessions before Worlds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that was the difference between you and Jason was your injury kind of like came out of nowhere and was like, whoa, what?
Yeah.
When did this happen? Whereas like Jason's was like, bam, in your face, we know what happened, bang.
It's kind of crazy because Jason's was also live streamed at a battle with a bunch of people.
Yeah, everyone saw him.
And he's like, oh my God.
There's that photos, video videos, like everything.
Me. Yeah. They're
you just hear him even, be like, my
there's
knee,
even
my
a video
knee.
Of the second time and you see it as well.
Second time's like, pretty bad.
I was filming that, I was filming him dancing and then just seeing that. It's like,
I don't know if I want to put the video on here just for everyone watching. It's
pretty bad.
If you want to, I think it's on Jason's.
It's on Jason's Instagram somewhere.
Instagram or something. Yeah.
It's a video somewhere.
But
he puts
a warning up, I think, as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's crazy. I wasn't there for like that training session.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where it was, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard it and I was like, no, no.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay, anyway, the second time you actually did it.
Yeah. The second time, the most frustrating thing was it really wasn't long after I just recovered because probably fully recovered by like July 2019. And then I injured it again. Like October.
This is your other knee.
My other knee. Yeah.
The one that was still good.
Yeah. My good knee became my bad knee. And then my bad knee was
became
my
the
good
really bad
knee.
Yeah.
It was my good knee. Like it was so frustrating. But it was only like a few months after July, August. Like
Yeah.
And like 3-4 months after I was back like at a like battling and everything again, competing again. So that was really, really frustrating.
Yeah.
But that was an instant thing.
Right.
That was, the W sit.
Oh.
We were just recapping the routine for, like, some weekend event. It wasn't anything important at all. And then I just hesitated a little bit because I didn't know whether to, like, because we were marking it.
Yeah.
I didn't know whether to, like, go down or just,
all
like.
All the way, right.
Yeah, or just, like, I don't know, I just hesitated and then went down. Yeah. I felt it instantly.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was, some of those moves, I feel like it's, like, it's really important that we either commit or we don't do it.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's exactly. no in between because that's how we get injured.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Yeah.
Especially with that WC. Like, I remember because, you know, I was always able to sit in that normally because I did locking. And
yeah, yeah.
I
learned you trained like that a lot.
I trained a lot. So, and then seeing other people struggling to get into it, I was like, man, just do it. Like, yeah. And I was like, I didn't realize how, like, awkward that position yeah. is. Mm. That it's, like, really easy to injure yourself. So, yeah. it's important that you probably stretch and stuff before. Mm. So.
But the thing was that we'd done it a million times.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
It was
yeah.
after Worlds. It was after yeah. everything.
And you thought yeah. everything was still good, so.
Yeah.
It was just a little bit of a hesitation.
Yeah.
It's weird. The smallest thing.
The tiniest
yeah. yeah.
And then Josh is like jumping around like yeah. doing all this weird like stuff. And I'm like, oh my
hey,
God.
Hey, it came back to bite me once, bro. It came to bite me once yeah. when I dislocated my shoulder. Okay? Yeah. But yeah. I popped straight back from that. Like, that did not take me long to recover. I was good.
Yeah.
All right, rub it in her face yeah, more. Yeah, man.
No.
And then I just like awkwardly like do something and I'm like, ah, okay, 8 months. Bye. Oh. No, it's fine.
So I guess like, because how did you feel in that moment? Because you knew, right?
Yeah, I knew something was wrong straight away because yeah. I kept doing the routine, but it didn't hurt. And then afterwards when I stepped, it really hurt. And then I sat out. And was icing it, and I was like, surely not.
Yeah.
Surely not. But then, yeah, it was so sore within the next hour. I couldn't walk on it. So, yeah, I knew then that was really heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I called my parents, and I was like,
It's happened again.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a genetic thing.
So was it?
Or
it,
what?
Which, it was right. tendon, wasn't it?
No, it's my meniscus.
Meniscus.
It's yeah. not.
We're just saying these things. I couldn't. It was this, right?
Yeah. I actually couldn't remember what like it was that you did to your knee. Your meniscus, yeah. And yeah. that's pretty bad as well. Like, if you mess up your meniscus, it's pretty.
Yeah,
it's
because it's
good recovery
it's
time.
It's not a muscle. It's not a tendon. It's like the, it's the part in between the bones, like this. It's that part in between that like yeah. stops the bones
stops
from
rubbing
like,
and grinding.
Yeah, so it's really important. Yeah. It's elastic, I think, a little bit. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I don't really know. I didn't really want to know. It grosses me out, but it's like yeah, it's really important.
So
and
you tore that pretty much.
Yeah, I tore it on yeah. the right side, and then I did the exact same thing on the left side, but it was a yeah. lot worse on the left side.
Right.
Yeah, surprisingly, it was a lot worse.
There you go. But
so I guess it could have been something. You know, yeah. genetic that was just activated.
Weak
by
meniscus.
Well, I asked the physio. I said, yeah. "Is this a genetic thing?" And she said, "I've never heard of that." And I was like, "Okay,
okay."
Maybe well, I don't know. It's just speculation. I just feel like it's really odd because she said it's quite an odd kind of.
It's not an easy injury to have.
No, it's not like a common injury. Mm. And then, well, like for footy players, it can be.
Yeah,
right.
But I'm not a footy player.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know why this is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like when I heard like that it happened twice.
Yeah.
That was kind of, yeah. It was
you did your first one and then you did your other leg and you were like, is it meniscus again? I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
What even is a meniscus?
How are you so unlucky?
Lynch, I don't know. Yeah, I just have to be extra careful because I think there's something wrong with them.
There is something wrong with my knees. Yeah. Although they're pretty low.
They are low. I think they're oddly low, like disproportionately low.
She has really low knees.
You can see in some of like our past videos, there's jokes about how low Jade's knees are.
I think because
she wears her knee pads and they look like shin pads.
Yeah.
Okay, there was this one video. I think it was like the day one of the HHI vlog. Like, it was footage of us in training just before we left.
Yeah.
And Jade's knee pads are low here, and so I just put the text like, "Wow, Jade's knees are low."
Was that before?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. Oh, and it looks like, because it looks like, because your knee pads are down here, it looks like your knees are that low.
Your shin pads there.
I was like,
that's so funny.
Such low knees.
Yeah, no. My sister is always like, your knees are low. But then I look at her knees, I'm like, I think your knees are low.
The length between your knee and like your hip is so much longer than the length between your knee and
it
your
is.
Foot. Mm. I don't know if you can see it.
Yes.
I guess, yeah.
Little legs.
Yes, little legs.
Did you learn a lot about your own body through this injuries?
Yeah, definitely. Learn about how much you use different parts of your legs.
Mm-hmm.
Like the most painful thing, Jason will know as well, like after the surgery and just like learning to like, you're like kind of learning to walk again.
Yeah.
Really, because you really got to focus on like your heel, then your like
right.
toes or whatever. And
it's not just automatic.
No. And you can feel everything. And you can feel how it, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's making me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, it made me
imagine how she would be.
Yeah, no, it was terrible. But yeah, it's fine now, really. Like, it's still... My left is still a little bit... yeah, it's still getting there.
Right.
Definitely couldn't jump into a W sit. But yeah.
You want to try it?
Right now? On the, live on the podcast?
Definitely not.
I think, like, yeah, because even yesterday, I saw you, like, go down, like, squat down and then, like, stand up from, like, with your legs completely bent. And I was like, yo, she's just made so much progress. I was like, yes.
Yes. Yeah, because when you do things like that, you just got to really, like, think, like, okay, like...
Be aware of everything.
Yeah, you have 100%. To, like, really, like, pull your core in and, like, okay.
Not
like,
just rely on your knee strength.
Yeah. You can't just, like, whole body stand up. You got to think, like, okay, activate, like, this muscle, this muscle, this muscle,
right,
this muscle. And then, like, be really, like, steady and do it. But, yeah.
Do you think that has helped you in dance, though?
Mm.
Like going through all this stuff, do you think it's helped you?
Yeah, I think I have a lot more like when I do
resilience.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have a lot of resilience.
A lot more like confidence.
No matter what happens,
you're still
like, yeah, I'm cool.
Yeah. Yeah, more confidence in my body. And like, because now I'm really like happy with my right leg.
Yeah.
I trust it a lot.
That's good.
Good old Ray.
Yeah. Good knee. Yes. But yeah, I think it's helped me like understand my legs and like how I can move as well.
Awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think your journey has definitely been not a boring one, Jade.
Thank you.
At all. So what do you want to achieve in the future?
Like moving forward from this.
What's your goals?
I think just like strengthening my body more. Yeah. It's sometimes not even about strength though at all. Like we do strengthen our bodies to prevent injuries and we stretch and everything, but sometimes things just happen. Like when the second injury, I was definitely like in my fittest state.
Yeah.
Yeah. After Worlds, we'd stretched, we'd done everything kind of right. But yeah, you just got to always be thinking as well. You can't just go into autopilot because that's when that injury just happened, when I wasn't really thinking enough about it. So just thinking,
being aware.
Yeah, being aware, thinking more in the future and just, yeah, I'm really enjoying whacking. So hopefully.
That's really dope.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah. Making awesome. That
better. Yeah. Seeing your progress. Yeah. Honestly, like your whole journey has been really, really inspiring to watch.
100%.
And I think, the main thing like throughout it is like, that's been the consistent is your passion and to keep pushing
your drive.
Yeah. Mm. Because, you know, I saw you going through it all and like, I saw how sad and like how unhappy you were during those times. It was like really disheartening, but then seeing you just like push through and like just come out the other side even stronger. I was like, I didn't do any of that. Like that's all her. And like, it was just so inspiring to me. Just seeing,
it makes you want to do that.
Yeah,
I'm sure you guys would do the exact same. It's something that you love, and then
touch wood, we don't have to.
Yeah,
yes,
touch wood, we don't have to.
Yeah, touch wood.
I'm touching wood as well. but yeah, so thank you for sharing.
Thank you for sharing, Jade.
Thanks, guys.
And thank you for pushing through
into your journey. That's cool. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it's time for some. Lightning round question.
Don't we do what music are you listening to before?
Do we? I mean, it doesn't really matter.
I guess it doesn't really matter.
I mean, if we're just in...
Okay, well, I guess we're doing lightning round. Let's go.
Okay.
All right. First, lightning questions. Quickly but goodly. Answer them quick.
Quickly but goodly. Here we go. Top three talents.
Dance.
I just realized I have two talent questions in here. Whoops.
Oh.
Go. Dance.
Sweet.
Awesome. Sick.
I would say dance. Pushing through and competitiveness.
Awesome.
Yes.
Werewolf.
Thank you.
That's your talent.
Werewolf.
Yes. Werewolf.
I think you have a very strategic mind.
Okay, cool. Thank
awesome.
You.
Okay, cool.
Next
Board
one.
Games, yes.
Oh,
that's
me.
You, man. That's
something you
you
want to achieve this year.
Being a better cook.
Ooh.
There you go. Mm. Well, favorite dance style?
Working at the moment.
Sweet.
What's your favorite food?
Sushi.
Oh.
And ice cream.
Dude, we haven't had sushi in so long.
I know.
Oh my. Okay,
you guys
sorry.
Used to get sushi.
We used
lot,
to get
right?
sushi yeah. every single time we got off the bus. Legit. So we'd meet at the bus interchange in Civic.
Go yeah. to Macca's.
Go to Macca's.
Get a frozen Coke.
Go to sushi and get sushi rolls. And that was
wow.
that was best. Our every
I guess you guys don't have to ride buses day. Anymore. So
no.
We have our own license. That's when it started stopping. When Jade got yeah. a license and I was like,
oh,
I'm a person to get sushi. With.
You still got two frozen Cokes though. Like, yeah. So.
I was like,
so sad. No.
All right. Wait. What is it? Yeah.
Oh,
you
it's me.
No,
it's okay.
me. Superpower. Oh, one, if you could have one superpower, what would it be and why?
Transportation. Like teleportation.
Transportation. I wish I could get on.
I
a
wish
bus.
I could move.
I wish I could walk.
I wish I could. No, wait.
I wish my could drive. Knees could work.
Oh, no. Wait,
that's
teleportation.
Transit.
Just because, yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be cool.
Just because. It's awesome.
Yeah,
also because
just get places.
You live far away. So
yes,
so she wouldn't have to catch a flight every time.
Every time she comes to the studio.
Yes, correct.
Yes, correct.
Guys, I moved closer.
Oh, me next. I keep forgetting. Okay. Who did you dislike the most when you first joined P1?
I'm going to say Josh, but like literally just because he would not swap lines when the teacher said swap lines.
Dude,
and I don't know
I
why.
Was leveling up, okay?
I was just
you're
like,
lacking.
Why are you different to anyone else here? Because
I was short, okay? And now I'm not, so I have to be at the back, all right?
That's actually fair. All
right, one skill you want to master.
Sorry?
One skill you want to master.
Dance.
Okay, awesome.
What's one thing that you're doing right now that you think everyone should try?
I think like at least one point in your life, like work in hospitality.
Mm.
Cool.
It will give you a different insight on
perspective.
Yeah, like going to a restaurant or just ordering food and dealing with people. Yeah.
Yeah. Some like how some people treat waiters.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Oh, it irks me.
Dude.
Like.
Yeah.
If you
Karens and Beckys.
Yeah. Is that a new thing?
That's a new thing, is it?
I haven't heard
I've heard Karens and Kevins.
Oh. What about Bobs and Beckys?
Becky and Bob. Karen and Kevin and Becky and Bob. There you go.
But like you can usually tell. Like I can usually tell if I'm gonna like a person based on how they treat a waiter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I learned that as well with like cashiers and
yep.
stuff.
Mm.
Like when I used to work at Coles and like it's such a tiring job having to like pay attention to scanning stuff and not getting their stuff wrong and keeping a conversation with people who don't want to keep a conversation.
Yeah.
And like they literally like give you one word answer, say like cool.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
treat people
just
with
treat people with respect.
Yeah.
Seriously. You don't know what they're going through, you don't know what their story
especially
is.
Especially people working, like even though they're working, like they're still human.
They're still human.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not, they don't have to serve you like a servant.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Just being
get
nice
your own milk, Karen.
Yeah, just being nice to people, yeah.
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 For sure.
All right, how tall are you?
I'm 5 foot, like, one, I think.
Yo, that's okay.
Her face right before
I
she
think
left,
like
she looked at you.
156
centimeters.
156.
156. 56. And I am 6 foot two.
Yes.
So
what
I
are you?
I actually don't know my height.
You need to measure, bro. I feel like you'd be like six.
Or just
maybe
under.
Six. Just under six?
Maybe.
No, I think six.
6 foot?
Because you're not that shorter than me. Rob's gotten close to me now. And I'm
yeah.
like, are you going to be taller
I
want
to stop growing. Like,
so do I. I'm sick of it.
I'm sick of being.
I'm sick of growing. Cool.
Okay. What's the best dish you can make?
That's good. Legit,
you,
just pasta.
What's like, what type of pasta? That?
Like a bolognese pasta.
Mm.
You know?
So like,
like spaghetti.
Like spaghetti.
But have I use spirals. I don't use the spaghetti.
Oh.
Yeah.
Next question. Have you made spaghetti this week?
Yes.
Yes.
Nice.
On the weekend.
You know, like, it's pasta is so cheap.
It is.
It's
so
cheap.
It's easy to make.
So good for you. You can pack so many veggies
and
in
it's
there.
Filling.
Mm.
It's filling. Tastes good.
Have you ever made, like, have you tried pesto pasta? Have you tried
making
pasta salad? That's a thing.
Pasta salad's good. Pasta's
you
delicious.
You just can't pack as
Man,
many
I feel
veggies
like
in there.
Pasta
right.
salad. No, Joseph. First where it's at.
We always get far after, this. This is like our tradition.
Yes. And we've already organized. We're going again.
And last question. What are your social medias so people can find you?
I have, I think it's just Jade Schmutter on Insta.
Check that.
Jade dot? Or is it just, no, it's, I think it's just
Jade Schmutter. Jade Schmutter. And then, yeah, Facebook, Jade Schmutter. I think that's it.
Sweet.
That's it.
Awesome.
TikTok, I think it's just Jade Schmutter. I don't know.
And on MySpace, Jade Schmutter. And,
just anywhere.
Spotify,
anywhere.
Jade Schmutter. I reckon that's like, that's a good name because you can just claim it anywhere, right?
Yeah.
No one's going to have Jade Schmutter.
Yeah, no one. Yeah. It's
sweet. Like sometimes like I'm like Ryan Telfer and people have that.
People
already.
Have that name. Same with Josh Page.
Yeah.
There's so many Josh Page. There's two Josh Pages at my work.
There's
really?
I'm Josh Page 2.
Serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Is Page, are they both spelled P-A-G?
Yes, the exact same.
Wow.
So I'm Josh Page 2.
You're the second one.
I'm the second one.
Why aren't you the first one?
Because I wasn't there first.
Well, you got to be the alpha. You got to take
so
over
I'll
the
take
spot.
Josh Page one out.
You got to make. You got to fire
situation.
Him. You got to move your
get
your
up,
way
fire
up the career ladder.
Claim my name
so you can fire.
Claim
him.
My name,
and that's the only reason
only
you want to.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn.
Oh, I was gonna say something else. No, never mind. Just go.
Pew! Lightning round question.
Oh, I realized what I was gonna say. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
There's a Ryan Telfer who's a soccer player.
Really?
Yeah. And he takes up all my Google searches. So,
so you
my,
search
goal,
it up just
my
a...
goal in life is to knock
overtake
him, off,
him.
Overtake him.
Yeah, you yeah. could do that.
I feel like there's like a model named Josh Page.
Yeah.
And he's like an Indian model, I think. I'm not sure.
You have to...
Overtake
yeah,
him.
Yeah, overtake him.
Yeah. That's in the modeling industry.
In the modeling industry.
In the modeling industry.
Yeah. Mm. I'll just be the next best Josh Page.
Yes. Yeah. No, you are the best Josh Page.
I am
Page.
The best Josh Page.
Yes. Landing questions.
Landing questions complete.
That's it.
Woo!
All right.
All right. Awesome.
You know what's one of my favorite things of listening to the podcast, like after Rob has edited the audio and stuff?
Yeah.
Is how he does the theme for what music are we listening to? Woo! Because he always freestyles it every week.
Every week.
And it's just
different.
like a piano kind of thing. And last week, you know, we did like, what music? And then we paused and then we said something. So he was like, dun it. Dun it. It's so good. Man.
Works so well.
The little things that Rob does.
The little things that make it good.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Rob. We love you, man.
We love you, man. Anyway.
That
brings us to.
That brings us to. What music are you listening to?
That's it.
All right.
That's
so welcome to What Music Are You Listening To? This is the segment where we talk about what music we're listening to.
Nice. Good one.
Sick.
Do you guys answer this as well?
Yes, we do. So we can go first if you want. If you need time to bring up your Spotify. Yes.
Okay. I've been listening to the new Logic album.
Dude.
His retirement
You were telling me about
album.
This. Was it good?
It's so good. Like the lyricism. I feel like a lot of the music or the instrumentals are inspired by a producer called Nuja Bass.
Yep.
Yeah. Which is like one of my favorite
producers.
He was like one of the main people who kind of, I guess, pushed forward the lo-fi genre and
Sick.
Like sampling and like all the chill hip hop kind of
cool
that whole side.
Yeah.
So yeah. Big shout out to Nuja Bass, the late and great Nuja Bass. Thank you for all that you have done. But yeah, I love all the lyricism, all the, you know, messages, everything that he puts in is just crazy. I think one of his songs is called Dad Bod, and it's about how he's like, I'm just a dad now. Like, I just, like, you guys want me to, you know, talk about all the stuff I went through in my life. My everyday life is like, I just go to like, Coles or something. Like I just go to the supermarket
I'm
and
no
try
longer
and get
a
like
thug.
Paper towels. Yeah, it's such a dope song, such a dope album.
Sick, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, now I need to listen to it. I've been listening to me and Travis Scott, dude. I've been listening to an old Travis Scott album for some reason I never listened to.
Yeah.
Birds in the Trap, Sing McKnight. That's like the album titles. Really
yeah.
Weird. Anyway, everyone just says Birds in the Trap.
Right.
So, yeah, I listen to all these old songs. And do you know that song? I can't remember who sings it, but it's like, day and night.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Kid Cudi.
Yeah. Is it Kid Cudi?
Yeah.
Yeah. He makes another version of that song.
Oh.
And it's really cool. And also,
because
a bit of Kendrick Lamar. Because Kendrick Lamar, man, feel like Kendrick Lamar is really underrated.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Underrated?
I feel like he's underrated. He deserves way more praise than he gets.
I mean, he gets a lot of praise.
Yeah. But I think he needs more.
You think he needs more?
I think
more.
He needs more, dude. He's a really good artist.
He is a really good artist.
He's a really good artist.
Mm.
Like, he's...
But yeah, like Money Trees, I was listening to that song of his, and it's a vibe.
Mm.
Yeah, nah, 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 nah. He's got such a,
his flow?
No, a good flow, but like his voice is so distinct that when you start singing, you're like, oh, it's Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like there's no one else who sounds like him.
One of the greats from our day
100%.
In hip hop.
100%.
For real. And one of the like true hip hop artists, I feel like.
Yeah.
Of our generation.
Keeps it real.
But yeah.
Sweet, but that's me.
Mm. A lot of the music I've been listening to isn't really something I would dance to.
Yes.
Do you guys find that?
That's what we've noticed.
We actually talked about this.
Yeah. So sometimes
we don't listen to the same stuff we dance to.
No, it's a completely different playlist. Yeah, because a lot of the stuff I listen to, like, I know a lot of people know, it's very, like, just
indie.
Like kind of alternative or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been listening to a bit of old stuff, like, I don't know, I've been getting back into Sticky Fingers because I really love them a lot. But then some of their stuff, I'm like, I would dance to this. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It's really, like...
Like Gold Snafu.
Yeah.
I feel like that's, like,
yeah, definitely. Groovy. And, like, I don't know why I've been listening to Australia Street just so much. I don't know
Dude,
why.
There's a lot of good Australian artists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, 100%.
So many.
Yeah. Also underrated.
Yeah.
Legit. And also, I've been listening to Beyoncé's Lemonade album again. I don't know why. Just every time.
That's a good album. I actually like Beyoncé.
Such a good album. It's so intense. And every time I listen to it, I get, like, so good. And then some of that I danced to definitely as well. So yeah. It's just changing up all the time.
Sweet.
But
it's interesting how
the whole point.
There's like albums that every few years I go back and I listen to again and I'm like,
damn,
it's still so good.
Yeah.
Blonde.
Good album.
Blonde, yeah.
Yeah, by Frank. Oh.
Frank Ocean. Ooh.
He's so good. I always listen to him as well.
Yeah.
I will always.
Dude, when you sung that to me and like I saved that song and I started listening to it. I was like,
yes.
Just crying.
Every
tears.
Song in that album is like,
man.
Sick.
So good. Sometimes I go back and I listen to Owl City albums and I'm like, this is my childhood. I feel so happy.
Childhood.
It's so good. So anyway.
Sometimes I listen to The Script. And I'm like,
oh. Ding, 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 ding. Wait, that was not good at all.
Wait, which song?
Yeah, exactly. You don't know which song it is.
Oh, wait, you're doing Break Even?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Still alive. Okay.
Breathe.
So good.
Ah, sweet. Good stuff.
Well, that was...
What music are you listening to? I don't think he adds it at the end. I think just at the start. Or maybe. I don't know. You'll never know.
But that was What Music Are You Listening To? Awesome.
Awesome.
Great. What was that word?
Cray.
I was like, I tried to say cool and then great. Is it cray?
Cray.
Cray.
It's crazy.
Cray.
Cray.
Great.
Cray.
Awesome.
Cray.
Well, that's pretty much, I think, all of our segments for today.
That was kind of a short podcast.
How long is it?
That's only, like, we're only at, like, 47 minutes.
Dude, that felt like 2 hours.
Really?
That was so invested in that conversation.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we can just chat about a couple other things.
We just went deep.
Yeah, I was like, damn, this is like deep conversation.
We didn't mess around.
Didn't mess around.
No.
Because we still have time before we can go get far. So
that's true. What's time?
It's like 11:30.
What time is a good time to get far?
Like 12. Maybe.
Any time is a good time for far.
Oh.
Trick question.
Trick question.
Trick question. Got you.
Do you guys ever feel like in training, Chip gives us like trick questions? You know, sometimes I think like really deeply about the things he says and I'm like, what does it mean?
Are you guys warmed up?
Am I? What does he mean? Yes?
If I say yes, is he talking about,
am I warm inside? Like, do I feel happiness?
And if I say no, is he going to make us do more fitness?
Yeah.
No, but like, I don't know. I think of like Naruto, like the anime, right?
Hmm.
And there's this one test that they do at the start with Kakashi, and then they have the three students. And then the challenge is to get the bell off Kakashi, and there's only one bell. And he's like, oh, whoever gets this bell will pass. Everyone else will fail.
No.
But then the real challenge is about teamwork, because you can't get the bell without teamwork.
Of course you can't.
So the real test is trying to get them to work together as a team.
And if they all get the bell, they all pass.
No, if they work together as a team, they all pass. As a team, they all pass.
Sweet.
So, yeah. I think about that a lot, and then I'm like,
can't get anywhere by yourself.
Yes.
Gotta get a team.
Gotta work together.
Work together.
Oh, well, no, you can probably get places by yourself.
You can do stuff by yourself, but it's funner as a team.
Mm. Yeah, if you want to go
far, stronger is more.
If you want to go far, go together.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, Kinja's quote.
That's a nice one.
I don't think it's a Kinja's quote.
I thought it was.
Oh, is it not?
You said it was.
I think the Kinjas have said it.
Oh.
I was gonna say, I was like,
it's like a proverb. It's like an old, yeah. I think it's an African proverb.
Makes a lot of sense.
Mm. Mm. So how are you guys going, like, right now? Because I think for us, like, a lot of, you know, COVID restrictions have eased in Australia. Well, there's kind
in
of a second wave.
Yeah, in areas.
Where we are, in Canberra. You know, everyone's going okay.
We're okay. I think there was that little scare.
Because people are wearing
had,
masks,
like,
and people are staying safe.
Yeah.
Yes.
And sanitizing.
No, like, especially, like, with, like, in Victoria, the situation's gotten pretty bad.
Yeah.
Mm. And, like, they're kind of in a bit of a rough place right now, trying to figure it all out.
Feel bad.
And I feel bad. And, like, it was always scary being so close to Victoria, because we're only, like, one state in between us and them.
Mm.
That it was like people did end up leaving that state,
yeah,
and did spread it to others.
Mm.
Mm.
So now, like, New South Wales is kind of hit a little bit of a second wave as well,
yeah,
and they're getting towards a bad spot.
Yeah,
and ACT had a scare. We had, I think, 2 or 3 cases.
Yeah,
but that nothing's, for now it's nothing's been okay. come out of that.
Yeah,
as of yet.
They were from Melbourne.
Yeah. So nothing's come out of that yet. So we're all still in the clear. Everyone's still, you know, maintaining distance and sanitizing, wearing masks as well. Mm. So
I think the big thing is, like, even though it feels like, I don't know, it's gone in our state or whatever.
It's not.
Yeah. Like, you still got to act as if it's still there until everywhere it's gone.
Until you know, we know for sure that it's not a problem anymore.
Mm. Mm. Man, it's just so crazy how big of a thing it is, you know.
And it, like, it's... When you think about it, it really only picked up at the end of last year. Like, that's when it really started to kick in, and then it went, woo.
I mean, I still remember hearing about it. Like,
yeah, I remember hearing it on the news for the first time, and I think it was just in China.
Mm.
And, like, that's where everyone was like, okay, cool. And then it started going to different places, and then we were like, ooh.
Yeah.
And then you remember when we heard the first case in Australia, and we were like, ooh.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's a good thing about Australia, though, is that we haven't been overall as bad.
I feel like our health system's pretty good, and, like,
we're far away.
We're far away from, like, a lot of, like, different, you know, we're our own landmass. We're not connected to anything else.
Yeah.
So it's kind of good in that sense that we can keep stuff out.
Mm.
But, you know, it's also, like, if it gets in, it doesn't leave.
And also Canberra as well, like, specifically.
We're right in the center of a state. Like, we're surrounded by another state. Like, there's no, we don't have our own borders.
Yeah.
It's just, we're this little speck.
Yeah, so we're also kind of feels isolated from
Australia. You know what that reminds me of? Kind of reminds me of, like, Attack on Titan. Like, how they have the outer wall and then it goes in and in and in. We're ACT in the center.
Yeah. Well, isn't that, like, almost why ACT was placed where it is, because, or Canberra was placed where it is, because the mountains all around us, so it kind of formed this. Yeah.
It's kind of a barrier.
Mm. Wall or barrier.
We kind of, like, we're surrounded by mountains, and then we're kind of in a dip.
Yeah,
and that's just Canberra.
They couldn't decide between Sydney or Melbourne.
Yeah, they were trying to decide on the capital.
So they're like, all right, meet halfway in between.
But then also somewhere along New South Wales, like, whereas near Batemans Bay or whatever, a part of that is ACT.
Oh yeah,
because they need a port.
Right. So it's like, what?
As a state, as the capital or whatever. Yeah. Somewhere up there.
Do you have it's like, it's so weird living in Canberra, because everyone's like, oh yeah, Sydney, the capital of Australia.
And yeah, we're like, no.
We actually live there.
Right here. Hello.
And yeah, so many people don't know about Canberra.
No.
Mm.
It's such...
It's like, especially, like, foreign countries, they're all like, oh yeah, what's the places in Australia?
Like, whenever you get in Ubers, you're like, oh yeah, Sydney. We're from Canberra. They're like,
where is that?
Where?
Yeah.
And I'm like, the capital.
Yes.
It's the capital.
Yes.
And yeah, there's so much that's like, oh, nothing comes from Canberra. Or it's like very small.
Dude,
so.
Tim-O-Matic. Tim-O-Matic came from Canberra.
but yeah, I feel like, I'm like, we should work to change that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
We'll come out of Canberra.
We can.
We can.
Yeah, rep our home city. our hometown. Mm. Yeah.
Cool.
You know, how I feel.
But I think we're all good. I'm all good, Ryan. How are you?
I'm okay. Yeah. I feel busy, but I feel like I'm not as busy as I could be.
Yeah.
Mm. Like I'm not working as hard as I could be, but I feel like I am.
So do you want to change that?
I want to, yeah, do more.
Good.
But
do it.
Yeah, thanks, man. Let's I will do it.
And then do it.
Okay, I will do it.
Sweet.
Yeah. Andy and I are working on some designs after
this. Oh, yes. This is exciting.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Some.
When are you meeting up with him?
Like right after this.
Does he want to come to lunch?
Yeah, I think he might come to lunch.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Bring him to lunch.
I'll message him.
What are Rob's doing?
Ask him to come to lunch?
Ask him to come.
I should just invite all of Project One.
Anyone want to come to lunch?
Well, Amanda's probably going to Sydney because she is in Hip Hop Nation.
Yes.
Mm. Which is, she's being very careful.
Yeah.
Going to Sydney, traveling up.
She's going to be wearing a mask, I hope.
Yeah. She definitely is.
Good.
And I think there's even people at the, like officials at the actual battle
to make
that
sure.
will make sure no one is touching at
good.
All.
Good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Hip Hop Nation is like the, it's like a battle league up in Sydney that Amanda's been doing. That
she's lasting for ages now.
Yeah, it's been lasting for ages because they had to postpone everything because because
of the whole situation.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Mm.
Cool.
Awesome.
Sick.
Well, I think Ryan, are you ready to wrap it up?
Yes, I am ready.
Sweet. Let's wrap it up.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. You wrap it up.
Are you ready,
Ryan.
Jade?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Get ready. This is my wrap-up rap.
Wrap-up rap. All right.
Welcome. No, I'm not going to wrap it.
Damn, dude.
It sounded like I had something
pumped,
ready, right?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Okay, so.
This is just the wrap-up.
Thank you guys for watching. I was about to say thank you guys for watching so much.
Thank you
Which
so
I guess
much.
That kind of works.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for watching. We really appreciate you guys continuing to watch and support. Yeah. Shout out to Jacob for your comment on the last episode.
Shout out, Jacob. We saw it.
We saw your comment.
We saw your comment.
You know,
love you, man.
We haven't had the segment that's just comments for a long time because we haven't gotten any comments. But Jacob, we appreciate you, man. Yeah. Shout out. And yeah, you guys can follow us on Instagram at Project One Official. Follow us on Facebook.
Yep.
Or like us on Facebook. No,
like
follow us
on Facebook.
And then subscribe to our YouTube channel, Project One. YouTube.com/Project One Official or the Project One podcast channel. And yeah, you can follow us on TikTok, I guess. We don't post that much, but
no,
you can.
We should.
Yeah.
We should.
And if you guys want to get in contact with either me or Josh, you can follow me at ryan.rt.
And you can follow me at josh_page7.
And again, Jade at Jade Schmutter.
Yes.
SCHMUTTER.
Woo!
Boom.
Done. Awesome.
I think that's about it.
That's about it.
Thank you guys for watching.
Thanks for watching, guys.
And we'll see you in the next episode with Amanda.
Amanda.
Our final Project One interview.
Yes.
And then we'll go back to just, you know.
Normal episodes.
Just some chatting.
Other topics.
Yeah. Some other topics.
Sweet. Cool. Yeah. Well,
this has been Project One.
Signing out. You forgot it, Jade, didn't you?
You forgot it, Jade.
That's okay. Try it again. This has been Project One. Wait.
Signing out. Oh, we forgot to do something, Josh.
What did we forget?
Do you remember?
Is it your...
Do you remember?
I'm trying to remember.
I don't know.
You don't remember, do you?
Oh.
Do you remember? No,
I remember you saying something.
Wait, no. It was on Jason's episode.
Yeah.
And I had to trigger something and then we would.
What was it?
You can't remember?
I don't remember it.
I know
what you're talking about, though. I remember you saying something.
All right, it's okay. It'll happen next time.
It'll happen next time.
You just got to wait for the next time.
Bah!
Was it that? Yeah,
I didn't get scared at all.
Damn it.
What?
Oh.
Anyway, it up.
It's been Project One.
Guys, I'm
signing out.
Oh, my God.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, that was exactly it.